This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for January the 3rd, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. As we prepare for a new administration later this month, vital programs across the board will likely be reviewed, tweaked, or even dropped once President Trump takes office. However, there are programs that farmers work with that they can't afford to lose or have changed. One of those programs is to help monitor the spread of H5N1, or HPAI, that has plagued livestock producers for a few years. We'll talk about that coming up next.
As the world's markets change, so does the future of Iowa's soybean crop. The Iowa Soybean Association invites you to the Farm Forward event on Monday, February 3rd in Des Moines. Hear from experts about the evolving landscape of the soybean industry and how global and domestic shifts will impact your farm in the years ahead. Stay informed, make smart decisions, and position your operation for success. Register today at iasoybeans.com.
Dairy producers became one of the latest victims of the H5N1 or high-path avian influenza last year as the virus jumped the species barrier a few times. Programs from USDA help monitor and deal with the situation and have been available to help producers recover. Now, there has been some debate on how the programs are working. Lucas Sostrom is with the government affairs team at Edge Dairy Cooperative, and he says that producers aren't going to feel much impact from the guidelines that the USDA has in place.
Unless, of course, their herd is positive and they wouldn't have found that before, that's maybe good monitoring, maybe catch things faster, and USDA has stated that their goal is to stamp this out. So I can tell you across our 9 states, we have been asked to provide feedback, we'll be providing feedback, and across our 9 states, they're kind of all the same as what I described. Doing it at the silo level is a problem. We turn over those milk silos at the processing plant fast, and so the trace back actually becomes more of a burden than necessary. Doing it at the milk truck level is a lot more samples, but maybe that's faster. And then doing it at the farm level, I think, is just probably impossible, but ultimately it's up to the states on how they want to do it, the percentage they want to get, and we'll learn from these first 6 states as we go forward.
Now, dairy producers do support the goals of the USDA and eradicating H5N1 once and for all. But as we said earlier, there are concerns about some of the methods that are being used.
It's a new endeavor for us, and I think what we're most resistant to is just the making sure that the ends and the means match up. What is the goal here? Okay, USDA wants to stamp this disease out. Everybody wants this out. Dairy farmers, our poultry industry, we would all love this disease not to be affecting us, but what's the best and most effective way to do that? And I think that's where we're trying to help our processors and ultimately our farmers figure out what is the most effective way to get to that goal, or, you know, is that the most reasonable goal?
Now, Sostrom says that he does not expect that producers will see any changes to these H5N1 monitoring programs because there's really no reason to have the Trump administration change those efforts. The disease isn't going to change when a new administration takes office.
If there's a vaccine coming soon, is this only going to be a short-term pilot? And so I'm sure USDA is weighing all that. We have a new administration coming in, but this is, I would say, very scientifically focused, and we're not guessing that there will be much change with the administration change. However, that's always possible. We want to preserve our foreign markets, and when we're talking about tariffs and other things with other countries, how we talk about this and when we talk about it and why we talk about it becomes more important. So even that USDA is doing a surveillance program, we just kind of want to be supportive in helping them build the best thing they can, because if they're saying this is to preserve export markets, I just hope dairy farmers realize whether you ship to the cheese plant down the road or one that's shipping to Mexico every single day, this affects our milk price no matter who you are and where you are.
Producers are encouraged to help the program succeed no matter where they sell their products to. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.